Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show. We are live streaming here on PodbeanLive.com. I hope you are enjoying your Thursday as we get ready for week four of the National Football League. As a matter of fact, it's going to get started here in, just a little bit over 2 hours. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars, which, you know, every time I say that these certain matchups, Cincinnati Bengals are in first place in the AFC North. So this is not going to be a scrub game at all. And if you think it is, you're wrong. But we have seen a lot of great games on the Thursday night. We didn't think that the Washington football team and the Giants was going to be a good game, and it turned out to be a really good game. But tell you what, I am excited, and I am going to jump into the picks here in a little bit, but I just got to get you caught up on everything that's going on here in the National Football League. I know that my listeners out there, you guys are going to join me. You haven't let me down. You've been faithful. You've been coming back for every week to see exactly what Mean Gene has to talk about. Don't forget to check out my show in Las Vegas on KDWN, 720 AM, 101.5 FM in Las Vegas. I do a show every Saturday night. It's a 10 p.m. West Coast start time. And I know that's kind of late if you're on the East Coast or in the Central Time Zone, but it's worth it, you know. And then you can always get it on Podbean. You can check out the show on iHeartRadio. You can check it out on Amazon Music. You can check it out on Spotify and TuneIn Radio. So you don't really have to stay up, but it's kind of time sensitive because we're doing the picks. So the earliest you can listen to it, the better, right? So anyway, once we get folks in the chat, I give out some live chat shout outs. Now, last week I talked about giving away some tickets to a game and we went back and forth a little bit. So that's going to happen today. So we'll make it happen here with anyone who jumps in the chat room and participate. So I'm going to pick, you know, someone to win the tickets. I won't be able to give tickets to everybody in the chat room, but I will be able to jump in and make somebody's, you know, dream come true. Hopefully, if you've never been to an NFL football game, and if you're close to an NFL stadium or city, or if you're in an NFL stadium or city, then, you know, we're going to try to make it work as best we can. It may not be, you know, the biggest game of the week, but, you know, just to get inside, get a feel, you know, especially if you know, for anyone that's never been to a game, man, that is going to be great. Some of the big matchups coming up this week, week four, man, it's getting exciting. The Las Vegas Raiders at the Chargers, that's a big Monday night game. That's going to be a great one. We're going to talk about that. And of course, how about the Sunday night game on NBC? You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at New England Patriots. They call it the return. That's right. Tom Brady is going to return on Sunday Night Football. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit the New England Patriots, and Brady and tight end Rob Gronkowski make their first appearance as visiting players in Foxborough. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? You think, you know, Gronkowski might get booed, but Tom Brady certainly, the crowd is going to have to honor him for his achievements and accomplishments with the Patriots. I don't think they're going to boo Tom Brady. Gronkowski might be a different story. So we have to wait and see how that's going to play out. And, of course, some other great games we got going on in week four, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 1-2 Pittsburgh Steelers at the Green Bay Packers. You know, that was the Super Bowl about 10 years ago. How about that? That Super Bowl was played, don't ask me what number, but it was the Super Bowl that the Green Bay Packers won over the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was in Dallas when all that went down, and that was also the Super Bowl where the ice had caused some damage to some fans or spectators outside the stadium, and then there was complaints about, you know, bad seating inside AT&T Stadium. So this is a rematch of that Super Bowl. The game's going to be played at Lambeau Field this Sunday. Some other notable games is the Ravens at the Denver Broncos. We'll talk about that matchup and make our predictions on that. You know, we got The Ravens and the surprising 3-0 Denver Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater, they will be at home for that one. We also have the Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers, two and one teams trying to stay afloat in that NFC West, which has been exciting football so far at NFC West. We'll talk about that, see if the Seahawks can get back on track after that loss to Minnesota, see if the 49ers can get back on track after the loss to Green Bay by 2 points last week. And we also have the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams, two unbeaten teams in the NFC West. Both teams will come into this game at 3-0. Can't wait to talk about this one. This is really going to be an exciting one. And we have the Kansas City Chiefs, 1-2 Chiefs, at the 1-2 Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, I'm sorry, you're coming off a short week. You got the brakes beat off you by the Dallas Cowboys on Monday. It ain't going to be any easier because the Chiefs lost to the Chargers last week. And, you know, we didn't think we would see Andy Reid team lose two games in a row. What are the odds? And here I am talking odds without Mr. Picks on the show. What are the odds of the Kansas City Chiefs losing three games in a row? I don't see it, folks. I mean, you don't see it either. It ain't going to happen, right? I mean, anyway, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. I don't want to give my picks away, but that's going to be another exciting matchup we can talk about. And what else happening there? I think those are some of the great matchups there I wanted to mention there. So anyway, I hope your week is going great. I know tonight's matchup, you know, we'll jump into this one first, and that is the Jacksonville Jaguars 0-3 at the 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals. And you know what? I would have to say that at some point in time, Trevor Lawrence is going to win a game. You know, last week they started out really great against Arizona, and the game was in Jacksonville, by the way, but they lost it 31-19. And Urban Meyer, if you listen to my show on the my Vegas show, KDWN 720 AM, me and Dustin Pfeiffer, when we did our week three picks last week, we kind of had some conversations about Urban Meyer and whether or not, you know, he's going to be successful. And to be honest with you, we just don't think that's going to happen. We think Urban Meyer was given way too much power. He comes into the NFL, has an impeccable college resume. No one's going to take any accomplishments from what Urban Meyer did as a college coach. But now he's in the NFL, which I would say again, stands for not for long. And Urban Meyer, for some reason, he did the Tim Tebow thing, which I think hurt his career right there. I mean, anytime you think what is Tebow? 38? 30? Well, I don't think he's 38, but anyway, he's an old Tebow. He's a guy that, you know, what is he, 35, you know, 34, 35, something like that. He's going to come into the league and think he's going to be successful. Now, maybe if he had played the quarterback position, but Urban Meyer thought, or someone thought, it would be interesting if Tim Tebow came in and played the quarterback position. I mean, the tight end position. And at 34, he's 34 years old. He just turned 34 in August. But it just ain't gonna happen. It was a horrible experiment, and it really sort of, you know, undermined all of the, you know, talent, the young talent that he had on that team or practice squad or guys trying out. You know, you're not going to tell me that Tim Tebow is better than some of these young studs coming out of college and even some free agents out there that are way younger and was looking for an opportunity. So, I mean, it's just stuff like that. And we talked about it. So check it out. If you get a chance, listen to our The Mean Gene Show from week three on KDWN. And you can get that on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all that stuff. So, but we are going to jump into this matchup for tonight, Thursday, September 30th, the last day of September, September 30th. 2021. Can't believe tomorrow is October. Good Lord. And it's still hot here where I'm at in Houston, Texas. So Let's see what we got here. So we got the Jacksonville Jaguars, Cincinnati Bengals. Let's look at last week. So the Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-10. They did it at Pittsburgh. Joe Burrow, 14 of 18 passes. You know, he not bad at all. Three touchdowns, not bad. And Joe Burrow, I actually like Joe Burrow. I like Joe Burrow's demeanor. I like some of the things he has done in the community. I like some of the things he stands for. And, you know, he was a great quarterback there at LSU and just a good guy. You know, unfortunate situation with him last year getting hurt. But now, of course, you know, hey, I love my Steelers, right? And I'm not going to take away from the accomplishments and the talent of Joe Burrow, you know, just because he beat my Steelers, right? We'll talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers a little bit later. But he got it done anyway, and Joe Mixon was in the mix last week. And Tyler Boyd, finally, his first touchdown catch of the season last week. And he had 7 catches for 90 yards in the last meeting against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I tell you what, and when you look at the defense, I mean, you know, Logan Wilson, you know, they get Trey Hendrickson, BJ Hill and Von Bell. I mean, they really have Jesse Bates, the safety. So they have a defense. I mean, it's not the defense of old, not the old Marvin Lewis defense, but Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals. I mean, he has a pretty good team. And like I said, the Bengals are 2-1 and is in first place in the AFC North. I mean, go figure, right? So now let's look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They lose to the Arizona Cardinals 31-19. And Trevor Lawrence is steady, you know, I don't know. It looked like his numbers dropped from week two. Last week, he completed 22 of 34 passes, and he had 219 yards. So his quarterback, his percentage was actually higher last week. But I don't know, 2 interceptions. Those interceptions are killing him. I mean, this is just something that this kid is not used to seeing or experiencing in his career. I mean, he's won everywhere. And, you know, high school, college, and now you get to the NFL and it gets a whole lot tougher for Trevor Lawrence. And I just don't think, you know, when you got Trevor Lawrence, you got Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is a great college coach. Trevor Lawrence is a professional NFL quarterback. He needed someone that could really take him to the next level. And I don't think it's Urban Meyer. But as far as this game tonight, the game is going to be played at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati. And never been there, driven by there a bunch of times, but never been in that stadium. I got the Bengals winning this game tonight. I got the Bengals winning. The Bengals are going to go to 3-1, could possibly remain first place in the AFC North, depending on the Baltimore game. But I got the Bengals winning Thursday night's game. And that game, who's calling this game, by the way? I always like to know who's going to call the game. So it's Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews, Christina Pink, you know, the usual suspects. So we'll make it through this game with Joe Buck. And don't have any problems with Troy, but Joe Buck sometimes, you know, can be a little bit too much. All right, so the next game, the first game we are going to pick on Sunday, October 3rd, 2021 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And I think you can get Chick-fil-A at that stadium on Sundays. I think they would be the only place in the world where you can buy Chick-fil-A because they do have a Chick-fil-A in that stadium that I think is open. So, somehow Chick-fil-A said, okay, we'll do it for the Falcons because we inside the stadium. Let's look at what happened last week. The Falcons, they win. I did not pick the Falcons to win over the Giants last week because I told you me and my history with the Atlanta Falcons, I can't do it. They squeak one out 17-14 at the Giants. So a road win is important, especially going home And this week they host the Washington football team who lost 43-21 at Buffalo. So now this is going to be a tough game to pick because you got Ron Rivera who's trying to rebound off an ugly loss there at Buffalo. And they're going to an Atlanta Falcons team that's sort of building on some momentum. You know, get a win in the season, and it just happens to be on the road against the Giants team that, you know, that didn't look that bad in a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, I got to pick someone in this game, and I've already kind of made my picks here, and I went with Washington. I don't want to drink that Kool-Aid and think it's good and think it's going to be good the next time they give it to me. I can't, the Falcons is the Falcons. So Arthur Smith, we'll see if they can, they are talented, and Matty Ice is getting old. Mike Davis, he hasn't hit that 100-yard mark, but he's, trying to get it done. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. And I just think the Washington football team, I think Ron Rivera is going to go in there and get the job done. So my pick is the Washington football team. The next matchup we have is the Houston Texans 1-2 at the Buffalo Bills 2-1. So Texans lose 24-9. You saw them last Thursday night. That's the game that we had to talk about. And they lost that game to the Carolina Panthers, we'll talk about the Panthers a little bit later too. But the Buffalo Bills beat the Washington football team, the team we just talked about, and they will do the same. I just can't really see how and why, and I think or anyone would think the Texans are going to beat the Buffalo Bills because it's a defining game. Now, crazy things happen at certain times within the NFL. I mean, you would get these, matchups or upsets, and you can't explain them. And this would be one that we couldn't explain if the Houston Texans were to beat the Buffalo Bills. There's just no way that we can see that. Now, news out of Houston, since I am in the city, is that the Texans have sort of lowered the asking price for Deshaun Watson if there's going to be a Deshaun Watson trade, which, Deshaun Watson falls into one of the most interesting categories we've ever seen. We know what's going on off the field, right? And we know how swift the NFL is about taking action when players are caught up in the legal system. And we're not seeing that here with Deshaun Watson. We don't know what's going on. We don't know. He didn't make the commissioner's exempt list, so he's not suspended. As far as we know, he's healthy, right? So the Texans are just in this situation. Well, okay, we know what's going on. Let's just lay low. And this is really crazy because I wonder if Deshaun Watson has a lawsuit against the NFL or the Texans because why are you not playing me? Granted, he's asking for a trade. So if he wants to be traded, it means he doesn't want to play for the team. So the team should be okay with not playing him. But it's interesting. But the NFL does things a little bit different. If they are entertaining offers and have lowered the price for Deshaun Watson as far as what they would want in return, then he's healthy. Then they, and there's nothing else. The NFL hasn't suspended him or anything. So it's just very, very awkward, weird, and interesting. And one of the teams that the Texans had was talking to, and as far as the media here in Houston and what they're saying is that the Miami Dolphins is that trading partner now. And with Tua being hurt, this thing probably looks a little bit more doable that Deshaun Watson ends up with the Miami Dolphins. And then, whatever happened with this legal stuff, which has been very quiet, by the way, I have absolutely no updates on Deshaun Watson as far as what's going on with his legal battles. But the Buffalo Bills will win this game on Sunday. That is my pick. The next matchup we have is the Detroit Lions, 0-3 at the Chicago Bears, 1-2. NFC North matchup here. I will admit, I picked the Lions last week to beat Baltimore, and man, was it close. I mean, it was really close. It got down to the very freaking end, and Mr. Tucker decides to kick a 66-yard field goal, which, by the way, ends up being an NFL record. I mean, in Detroit, if you're Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, I mean, it's like, man, you could see him on the sidelines pacing, and it looked like this man was going to get his first win of the season, but it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And I really thought that, I mean, because look, you know, Tucker hits the crossbar, and we have seen what happens when those balls hit the crossbar. They usually bounce back into the field of play, and it's a missed field goal, but he got the gratuitous bounce that went into, you know, the end zone through the crossbars, and they win the game 19-17. Just crazy. It's just crazy. You can't make that stuff up. You can't plan anything like that. You can't. Yeah, well, I'm sure in practice they probably hit a bunch of crossbars when no one's looking, you know, because the kicker's usually out there by himself. But, man, they lose 19-17. So this week they play an old familiar enemy in the Chicago Bears who they lost 26-6 in one of the most ugliest NFL games ever played on a Sunday. Justin Fields, you've heard me talk about Justin Fields here and Matt Nagy and the choice to play him over Nick Foles. You know, the Chicago Bears have three quarterbacks. They have Justin Fields, they have Nick Foles and Andy Dalton. You know, Andy Dalton got hurt, right? And so the crowd, the whole pressure to get this kid on the field, you know, is there. And man, they put him on the field, and what did he do? This boy, oh my goodness. You could say he got sacked 9 times, or you can say the offensive line sacked him 9 times. Just seemed like it was a lot of poor planning. So even with Matt Nagy trying to do the right thing, he ended up doing the wrong thing. And at some point in time, man, you can put this kid over to the side and say, hey, let's just, I'm going to have you sit here and watch the game for a little bit. And I'm going to put Nick Foles out there and let's see what we can do, you know, with the Cleveland Browns. And it's just crazy. Just an ugly game, ugly NFL game. So now I got to make a pick here. And I'm thinking, okay, but can Justin Fields, Matt Nagy, and everyone, you know, rebound? Because he definitely caught a lot of slack from across the football world, the NFL world, right? Media, players, you name it, everybody criticized Matt Nagy for not, you know, putting Justin Fields in a better position last week. So I'm going to pick the Bears. I'm going to pick the Bears because I'm hoping that Matt Nagy makes the right choice, better prepares Justin Fields, or Nick Foles is going to play in this game. I mean, that's the only thing I can say. That's the only thing, you know, don't think that the Detroit Lions are going to lay down. This, like I said, this is a division game, and they have, you know, weapons on defense that are going to be, you know, trying to help out. Austin Bryant had a sack last week in that game versus Baltimore, and Charles Harris, you know, they got some good players on that team. And Hockenson, I don't know why Jared Goff couldn't get him going. He finished the game with a 93.3 quarterback rating. So DeAndre Swift on offense there for the Detroit Lions, he had 7 receptions, 103 scrimmage yards. So we will see. And Jamal Williams, the running back there, you know, that's a guy that they could use. You know, they are going to win a game this year. I don't see this team going 0-17. Good Lord. you know, even though they went 0-16 at one time, I do believe, but I don't see. This team is a little bit talented. They got a good leader in Dan Campbell, probably the best 0-3 team out there. I don't know if anyone would agree with me on that, but I just think that this team is certainly better than their record. And I mean, if they're going to get a win, it's probably going to be against a division opponent. So I'm going to stick with my pick. I'm going with the Bears, to win on Sunday. And speaking of the Bears, how about this? Now, I brought this story up a couple of months ago. And if you can go and check out the Mean Gene Show, it's probably a podcast now on iHeartRadio. I had one of the beat writers there. I think it was from CBS Sports, I'm going to say. We talked in depth about the Chicago Bears and their Soldier Field situation. Now, I have been to Soldier Field, and I have been in the press box, and, you know, it was many years ago, but I'm going to say that, you know, that's an old field. It's historic. If you've ever been to Chicago, you know, it sits right there off of, you know, Lake Michigan, right? I mean, it's just right there, and beautiful place. You know, everyone uses it. College, play games there. I even been to a high school graduation there at Soldier Field. But the city, the team has decided, I think they bought over 300 and something acres of land out in the suburbs now, a place called Arlington Park. If you've ever been to the Chicago area, there used to be a racetrack there in Arlington, a horse racing track there. And that is no longer there, but that land is there. And they have the opportunity to build a brand new state-of-the-art. You know, we're talking like SoFi, Allegiant Field, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Lucas Oil there in Indianapolis. So this is, it's all about these new stadiums and what you can do with these new stadiums, luxury boxes, sponsors, and entertaining clients and this and that. Soldier Field just don't have it. And it's going to be unfortunate. You know, I mean, hey, if you are a diehard Bears fan, you're going to make the drive to the suburbs. You're going to go. But for the city of Chicago to lose this team, oh, yeah, that's going to be a financial impact as well as probably a political impact to the mayor there who, you know, the Bears, I think, were under contract through 2033 or something like that. In order for them to get out of that contract, they would have to pay some $84 million. That's just a drop in the bucket there, right? They would get out of that for an opportunity to have something special. And so, you know, stay tuned because I probably bring the CBS reporter back on and we'll talk more about that. But, yeah, you know, I brought this up 6 months ago, I don't know if it was 6 months ago, but it's been within the last couple of months that we have talked about it. Because I frequent Chicago quite a bit, and that is a hot story. But I got the Bears winning and on Sunday. The next matchup we have is the Carolina Panthers, 3-0 at the Dallas Cowboys, 2-1. This game is going to be played at AT&T Stadium. So Cowboys start the season, 2 games on the road, and now they're at home for 2. And short week for the Cowboys. But, I mean, did they really spend a lot of energy beating the Philadelphia Eagles 41-21? You know, I mean, you can look at it as a scrimmage or whatever you want to call it. But they get the win. They get the win at home. But this is interesting because they will play an undefeated team. We will get to see how serious the Carolina Panthers are. They beat Houston last Thursday night, 24-9. Sam Darnold, you know, these guys are looking good. Christian McCaffrey, you know, he left the game early. That's going to be interesting. And you know, Dustin Pfeiffer, hopefully I would have Dustin Pfeiffer on my KDWN 720 AM show that I'm doing for Vegas on Saturday. And we can, Dustin covers the Carolina Panthers and the Charlotte Hornets of the NBA. He fined me last week because I referred to the Charlotte Hornets as Bobcats. I did it a couple of times before he corrected me. But anyway, it's the Charlotte Hornets. Got to let them know I'm good. I can't afford to lose any more money. But the Panthers, I mean, I got to get his take on this and see. I am going to pick the Dallas Cowboys. You know, a game like that against the Philadelphia Eagles, a division rival. Man, I look, just have to admit it. What do you hate, dislike, can't stand, whatever, the Dallas Cowboys? You have to call it like it is sometimes. I mean, they just, they look pretty good. I mean, Prescott was 21 of 26, 238, three touchdowns. Good Lord, what he had a, I mean, it was just, I mean, 80% of his passes he completed, right? And he had a 143.3 rating. I mean, good Lord, does it get any better than that? I think, well, what is it, 156 is the top you can get. But I think the Cowboys win. I think I'd pick the Cowboys to win this division. So, I mean, it'd just be tough for them, tough for me to say that they're going to lose at home here. So they have a chance to improve to 3-1, and the Panthers to drop, I think. But keep an eye on the Dallas Cowboys as you look at the NFC and some of the other teams that are. That are jockeying for space. I mean, it's very early in the season to be talking the Dallas Cowboys are going to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, but that doesn't stop the people in Dallas from, you know, talking that way. And I mean, right now they are backing it up with a performance like they did Monday night, and then coming in on a short week playing, hosting the Carolina Panthers. So I got the Cowboys winning on Sunday. Next game, Indianapolis Colts 0-3 at the Miami Dolphins 1-2. So you got two teams here that lose that lost last week. The Dolphins lose to the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, in overtime 31-28. Game that probably never should have went in overtime, right? But the Raiders get the win, and then the Colts, they lose to the Tennessee Titans, a team that's in their division, the AFC South. So Carson Wentz, he passed for 194 yards, no picks. So far he hasn't had any picks in two of the last three games. But I don't know. I can't put my finger on the Colts right now and what they're trying to do. And, you know, Marlon Mack and the Colts finally decided that, okay, let's part ways here. And, you know, that's a distraction. You don't, with Carson Wentz not knowing, you know, if he's going to be healthy or what kind of performance you're going to get from him. I picked the Miami Dolphins to win this game, even, you know, because Jacoby Brissett, and I was telling people that he's just not your, you know, your average quarterback. It's not like this guy's never played in the NFL. And he started, you know, actually he's a start for the Indianapolis Colts at one time. And you know, he came out of that New England Patriots organization. So he went, I mean, he made it a competitive game against the Raiders. I mean, the game went in overtime. And when I say it went in overtime, it went deep into overtime before I believe Carson kicked the field goal there with just maybe less than a minute or two in overtime. Game could have ended in a tie. But so I got Jacoby Brissett, Miami Dolphins winning the game on Sunday. Next game we have is the 2-1 Cleveland Browns at the Minnesota Vikings 1-2. So let's talk about this. Both teams are coming off a win in week 3. Vikings beat the Seattle Seahawks, a team that I didn't think they would beat. As a matter of fact, I had said that if Mike Zimmer starts this season 0-3, he's probably going to be fired or the conversation will be out there. Well, guess what? He squashed that very quick. They manhandled the Seahawks, so to speak. And you know, Cousins, 323 yards, three touchdowns. You know, when he have those type of games, you're not going to beat, you know, any team that he's quarterbacking because he gets on a roll there. So this week they host the Cleveland Browns, a team that, you know, people have picked to win the AFC North. And they beat Chicago last week. You know, that defense just, you know, good Lord, 9 sacks against Justin Fields. I mean, look, Myles Garrett had 4.5 sacks last week, you know, it's just crazy. Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, it was like, okay, who wants to sack Justin Fields Sunday? That's the way it was last week. This game will be a little bit different, though. And I'm thinking the Vikings are going to try to get 2 wins in a row because I'm not so sold on the Cleveland Browns. They beat up a Chicago team with a rookie quarterback. But this should be a little bit interesting. I got the Minnesota Vikings improving to 2-2, and I got the Browns dropping to 2-2 on Sunday. So let me jump in the chat room there and see what we got going on. See, we got a couple of folks in there. Thank you guys for taking the time on your Thursday to jump in and listen to the Mean Gene Show live streaming on Podbean Live. Hope you enjoy what you're listening to. I hope I say good things about your team. I mean, you know, chances are there's only a couple of teams that I really talk bad about. The Cowboys is one of them, and you just heard me say great things about the Dallas Cowboys. Now the Falcons, I continue to beat up. But anyway, let's move it right along here. The New York Giants, 0-3 at the New Orleans Saints, 2-1. Saints go to Foxborough last week, beat New England 28-13, and the Giants lose to the Falcons. So the Falcons, you know, the Falcons got the win last week. You know, and on the road at that. So Giants lose at home to the Falcons. And you know, Daniel Jones, 266 yards last week. Saquon Barkley improved a little bit there, you know, because he's a back that can catch the ball. He had 6 catches, but he had 94 scrimmage yards. He had 51 rushing and 43 receiving. So it's getting better, you know. Saquon is getting better. You know, the jury is still out on this guy. Galladay finally got into the action. People, Giants fans, wondering, okay, when are you going to get Kenny Galladay? You know, you saw what he did in Detroit. Him and Matthew Stafford had a good time. Sterling Shepard's looking good. Evan Engram, the tight end there, they're trying to get him going. But the Saints, though, let's go. Jameis Winston, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 110.8 quarterback rating. Kamara, you know, 118 scrimmage yards there, 89 on the ground and 29 in the air, receiving there. So I got the Saints winning. I got the Saints improving. You know, they will be at home and the Superdome, which is it's not the Mercedes anymore. They have a new name. It's the Caesars Superdome. So that thing has changed names as far as sponsorship so many times I can't keep up with. But it should be a good game, though. It should be a really good game. I got the Saints winning on Sunday and proving to 3-1. And maybe Joe Judge is going to have to answer the hot seat because the Giants are just, you know, since Tom Coughlin, I think this is the second coach. And, you know, it looks like they might have a third one. But I got the Saints winning on Sunday. Next game we have is the Tennessee Titans at the New York Jets. Jets are 0-3. They lose to the Denver Broncos 26-0. It's rare that you see a team put up a goose egg in the National Football League. It happens. And it probably better happen early in the year than late. But it's still embarrassing. It's still inexcusable. Even though Zach Wilson is a rookie quarterback, this game was played in Denver. I could understand somewhat, you know, having to play in the stadium in Denver with the altitude there and all of that stuff. If you ever been to Denver, but it's not going to get any better. The Tennessee Titans, they beat Indianapolis last week, 25-16. So you get, you know, Tannehill, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry, all these guys are sort of heating up there. And the Titans are just one of those teams that seems to get better as the season goes on. I'm trying to look for something offensive-wise for the Jets, you know, and Ty Johnson. You know, they're going with, you know, a couple of running backs, Michael Carter, the rookie, that, you know, you see him out there. And, you know, Corey Davis, Jamison Crowder. You got, you know, two veterans there, but man, you got this rookie trying to make it happen, and you got Robert, you know, Sela, the head coach there. I just think they're going to be overmatched, even though the game is going to be played at MetLife Stadium there. I got the Tennessee Titans winning on Sunday. Next game, Kansas City Chiefs, 1-2 at the Philadelphia Eagles, 1-2. So now, very interesting here. So Chiefs lose back-to-back games, which is something that hasn't happened in a while. Eagles coming off a short week, you know, getting the brakes beat off of them on Monday night. So Nick Sirianni has a chance to, you know, try to get a win over a quality team like the Chiefs. But I just don't see Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and all these guys. I mean, come on. Who's going to make the bet that the Chiefs are going to lose three in a row? I mean, because that's going to be a hell of a conversation going into the next week. I just don't see it. I cannot see the Chiefs losing, you know, another game this early in the season to start the season 1-3. I mean, we can't. I cannot see it. So I got the Chiefs winning on Sunday, even though the game is played at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Next game. And go over some stats from the Chiefs last week. So, you know, Mahomes, 260 yards, three touchdowns. That, you know, that's okay. It's those interceptions. His turnover ratio is really increasing there. And I don't know. I mean, we all saw the sidearm pass, or, you know, the no-look pass he made. And, you know, I mean, you just can't do those type of things. It's not like in basketball. You know, the no-look pass in basketball is a common thing. But you try to no-look pass in the NFL, and your receiver or whoever is not looking, and that ball bounces off him, man, there's a greedy cornerback or safety ready for that ball in the air. They look for that kind of stuff. They practice that kind of stuff, you know. Patrick Mahomes really has to get that under control. Travis Kelce is still doing his thing, you know, 7 catches, 104 yards last week. You know, but I think they're going to play much smarter football than what they played last week against the Chargers. So, and Andy Reid is doing better. Great guy. You know, had a scare. You know, Andy Reid, I think, is in his 60s. So you always have to be, you know, concerned when someone goes to the hospital there. But I think the Chiefs get the win over the Eagles. Eagles drop two in a row, and things are getting interesting in Philly as well. Next game. Now, this is where we get to the cream of the crop here. I mean, here we go. We have another matchup of unbeatens. And not only are they unbeatens, they're in the same division. The Arizona Cardinals, 3-0, at the Los Angeles Rams, 3-0. You know, a lot of folks are very high on the Rams this year. And, you know, I'm okay with the Rams, but I'm also high on the Arizona Cardinals, too. And I said that this year, that was the one team that I picked that would be the surprise team of the NFL. You always get a team every year that didn't make the playoffs the previous year and will come back and play great football. And for me, this year was the Cardinals. Even before the season started. And they are 3-0, so I'm right so far. But this game, oh my goodness, the Rams are doing good. Rams beat Tampa Bay last week, 34-24. Cardinals beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, 31-19. So who had the tougher game last week? Well, we know it was the Rams, right, beating Tom Brady. I mean, they beat Tom Brady. They got to Tom Brady. It's been a while since we've seen Tom Brady sacked and Aaron Donald had fun last week, you know, going after Tom Brady. And Jalen Ramsey had fun also. But I got the Rams winning this game. I got the Rams winning. This is a hell of a division. And you're probably going to get three teams out this division into the playoffs, you know, unless somebody just break down. Not to mention the Rams have won the past 8 games over the Cardinals. but I know a lot of those didn't include Kyler Murray. But you know, he's been there now for a minute. So Chase Edmonds, Christian Kirk, they got a good team there, and their defense is still doing good. Jordan Hicks, Buda Baker, Brian Murphy, the cornerback there, and J.J. Watt. So they, you know, I just think the Rams are going to win this game. The Rams are just really looking scary. Matthew Stafford experiment is going wonderful, and they're going to continue it. They're going to keep it going. All right, so we go from one NFC West matchup to another. The Seattle Seahawks, 2-1 at the San Francisco 49ers, 2-1. I mean, this is great stuff. These are all afternoon games, by the way, or the late games, depending on where you are in the country. So Seahawks lose to Minnesota 30-17, and the 49ers lose to Green Bay 30-28. Something has to give. Somebody's going to be last place, right, in this division. And I think the Seahawks just, I don't think they lose two in a row. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I mean, Russell Wilson is having fun with Lockett and the tight end Everett and Metcalf, and Bobby Wagner is doing what Bobby Wagner does, and Jamal Adams. I mean, that defense is not the Legion of Boom, but it's still a defense that you got to respect. So who am I picking in this game? Well, I believe I got the Seahawks. I think did I already say that? Yep. I got the Seahawks winning this game. I'm trying to justify the 49ers getting it done, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it. So my phone is ringing, and it's somebody that has called me twice, so I have to tell them to text me there so I can finish this show. All right, but I got the Seahawks winning the game on Sunday. Next game we got is the Baltimore Ravens, 2-1 at the Denver Broncos, 3-0. So what do we have here? Broncos, most surprising team in the NFL, just like the Carolina Panthers. They beat the Jets last week. Not really a competitive game. But this one, this team coming to town Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens, is going to be a whole lot different than the New York Jets team they beat last week. And having said that, you know, I did pick the Baltimore Ravens to win this game. And I think most of you guys would agree with me. I'm not taking anything from Teddy Bridgewater. Come on. We've seen some incredible things there. Now, it is not like the Baltimore Ravens really showed out last week in Detroit either. I mean, they get it done on the legs of Justin Tucker. And, man, what a field goal. 66 yard, hit the crossbar, goes over into the end zone, and they get the win. But, man, if he missed that, if that ball bounces back into the field of play, then the Detroit Lions get their first win of the season. But don't expect Baltimore to play two close games like that in a row. And I just think they're going to get the win on Sunday in Denver. So the next game, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers 1-2 at the Green Bay Packers. And I know a lot of people can't wait till I get to the Pittsburgh Steelers and make the pick, because they know I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I follow the Steelers. I was just there at Heinz Field a couple of weeks ago when the Raiders beat the Steelers. We don't even call it an upset, because they just beat the Steelers, right? And the Raiders are a good team. And here, this is a rematch of the Super Bowl that was played in Dallas, Texas in 2011. The AFC champions, Pittsburgh Steelers, against the NFC champions, Green Bay Packers. So Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers will face each other again. This time this game is going to be played at Lambeau. And I got the Packers winning the game. I mean, I have to call it the way I see it here. And looking at, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers with a couple of rookies on the offensive line, they lose three veterans from that offensive line. And, you know, whether you're Big Ben or Najee Harris, I mean, you're just not going to get it done with an inexperienced or ineffective offensive line. And that's exactly what's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, Green Bay, they squeaked one out at Frisco last week. And Cincinnati, the team that's playing Thursday night football here, went into Pittsburgh. Joe Burrow went into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers. And, you know, you saw the game, and it's just it's going to be a long year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, I mean, it would probably be considered an upset at this point if they were to, upset the Packers. I just don't see it. And you know, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have some homework to do as far as who's going to be the quarterback. Steeler fans do not want Mason Rudolph being the quarterback. And some are hesitant on Dwayne Haskins. So, I mean, what do you do? Do you go out and get a Cam Newton who could come in right now with the weapons that the Pittsburgh Steelers have? Cam Newton could come in and make things happen. You know, I mean, this would be almost like a kid in the candy store sort of a thing if Cam Newton was the have an opportunity to play with the receivers that the Pittsburgh Steelers got. So let's see. I mean, it's been quiet. We haven't heard any Cam Newton news lately, but I would sign off on that anyway. But the Packers win Sunday. That's my pick over the Pittsburgh Steelers in Green Bay. Next game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New England Patriots. So let me sound the alarm because this is the Sunday night game. Sunday night game, NBC. I mean, everyone knows about this game, right? This game was advertised soon as the NFL schedules came out earlier in the spring. And so it's the return is what they call it. It's the Bill Belichick, and he will host Ron Gronkowski and Tom Brady. Brady and Gronkowski goes back to Foxborough Stadium on Sunday night. Man, it's going to be a good one. And it's you know, everyone is asking, well, you know, will Brady get booed or whatever? Are they going to get booed? I don't think Tom Brady gets booed. I think Gronkowski may get booed, you know. But everyone's favorite in New England was Tom Brady. So it's good for players to go back where they were successful and brought a lot of notoriety, money, fame, fortune, everything up there in New England. You can't boo Tom Brady, right? You can only stand up and give him the standing ovation that he deserves. Man, the man's got the bling. He's got the bling, 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 bling. So you gotta honor that. So now, as far as who's going to win the game, who's going to win the game, and who did I pick in this game? You know what? If I didn't pick a winner in this game, I shouldn't be doing the show. And guess what? I did not pick a winner for this game. So I guess yes, I did. I got the Bucks. The Bucks are going to win this game. Not that I needed to look at my paper and confirm that. This is going to be too much. I mean, you know, after this game, the storyline is going to be, guess what? It was all Tom Brady. Bill Belichick didn't have nothing to do with it. This is a game of who's going to get the last laugh. Either Brady's going to say, hey, well, it was me. Or Belichick is going to say, nah, it was me. And, you know, the Buccaneers losing two in a row, I don't see it. And you got a rookie quarterback, you know, Mac Jones. I think Levante David, Shaquille Barrett, and Devin White are going to have fun with Mac Jones. And I think the Buccaneers come out of there Sunday night with the win. And it brings us to the Monday night game, the last game here. And that is going to be played Monday, October 4th, SoFi Stadium. The Los Angeles Chargers host the Las Vegas Raiders, the 3-0 Raiders, and the 2-1 Chargers. Now, Chargers, what a rebound after losing to the Dallas Cowboys, the week prior. And then beating the Chiefs in Kansas City, 30-24. Man, Joey Bosa, Asante Samuel Jr. I remember Asante Samuel Sr. played with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Raiders. He might have played for another team. Justin Herbert looking good. Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. The weapons on this Charger team is pretty impressive. And they're getting it together. The defense is showing out. You know, you got a cornerback and a defensive end like Bosa. You know, whoo, that, and this matchup is going to be good. Then you got Derek Carr. Derek Carr, who through three games, folks, has passed for 1,203 yards. He's the leader. I mean, who would have thought that through 3 weeks of football, Derek Carr would be leading the NFL in passing? It's incredible. Then you have Peyton Barber, who, I mean, come on. If you had Peyton Barber in your lineup in fantasy football last week to do what he did, I just think you're lying. I don't see it. He had 111 rushing yards, 31 receiving yards. Peyton Barber. You know, Peyton Barber's been around for a little bit. Darren Waller, you know, Hunter Renfrow, Brian Edwards. The Raiders got another good explosive offensive team there. And their defense is still looking good. You got Corey Littleton, Solomon Thomas there, and Max Crosby. This is going to be a hell of a Monday night football game at SoFi Stadium. And, well, I picked the Los Angeles Chargers to get the win. And nothing against the Raiders. Of course, you know, now it's really going to be fun when I do my show for Las Vegas tomorrow, because, you know, that show airs on radio in Vegas. And they might kick me out the city once I make this pick, but it's not going to change between now and when I do the show for Vegas. And look, there will be nothing wrong with 3-1 because these two teams are going to play again. Of course, now if the Raiders win, they're going to be 4-0. And look, I mean, if the Raiders win, folks, it's time to just, I mean, if you don't, I know Raider fans take the Raiders serious, but if you're not a Raiders fan, you might want to take them serious if they come out of this game 4-0, because they would have beaten the Miami Dolphins, the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Chargers. Man, you know, you've beaten teams in another division. You've beaten teams in your division. I mean, this could be interesting, especially after the Chargers beat the Chiefs. You know, it's going to be a lot of Raider talk next week if this team go 4-0. But I don't think it's going to happen. I just think the Chargers, because this is a division game. As a matter of fact, when it was the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers, this was one of the most dangerous games any NFL fan could go to. I mean, I've seen stabbings in parking lots and, you know, I won't say drive-by shootings, but definitely, you know, the Chargers and the Raiders, oh, Lord, this thing goes way back. I mean, security sometimes is like amped up to the most. I know because I once was a security guard for the Chargers. So I can tell you that from personal experience. So anyway, I got the Chargers winning this game at SoFi Stadium on Monday night. And that is going to be my picks. I hope you enjoyed the show. And once again, I want to thank the listeners, for everyone. Let's see. All right. Well, I'm just going to send a text out there. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. And we want to do this again here next week. And, of course, don't forget to follow the Mean Gene Show on KDWN 101.5 FM and 720 AM. We'll do that. I have to do these same picks all over again and talk about what happened on the Thursday night game. So enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the games tonight. I covered the WNBA. I know this is an NFL show right now, but the WNBA semifinals will be on tonight. So I have three TVs in my man cave. So I have the Bengals and Jaguars on, and I have the Las Vegas Aces and the Phoenix Mercury. If you ever want to see 2 6'8" women go at each other, and Brittany Griner and Liz Cambage, I was on a conference call today with the Las Vegas Aces. So They're looking forward to a good game tonight. So you get to watch football, basketball, then you got college football tonight. You got college football Saturday, and your big games on Sundays, and your big game on Monday. So enjoy it all, and I'll see you back here next week, live streaming here on podbeanlive.com, and enjoy the rest of your evening.